What it do, man? It's your boy Trade on the track. Shout out to my motherfucking label, Civil Back ENT. Hottest producer slash artist in Scotland County. Shout out to Cal 229. BJ the best. We in here. Turn up. Let's go.
Braces. In your child's future, save money. Call me. Save money on healthcare. Ask me how. Got teeth, wear glasses. Ask me, save money on these services. Save on most brands, name, and most genetic prescription drugs. Call me for information. Back 8, fill initial consultation. Save money on treatment. Ask me how. Save on dental, instant saving, no age limit, no paperwork, no wait. Call for information. Man, we can get you all the discounts you need. Link is in the bio. If you want to start a business as well, link is in the bio. Have a great day.
Wanna do, bro? We can get it, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro, bro. When you talking, bro, huh? When I heard your ass was sneaking behind my back, bro, huh? Get your ass beat, bitch. Don't give a fuck, bro, huh? I'm on my shit, yeah. He wanna talk that shit, love me, let get it, bitch. Don't give a fuck, cause I be spazzin', bitch. Up in my shit, yeah. He wanna talk that shit, let go and get this shit, little bitch. I got that.
I'm paying for it. believe it or not,
Thank you.
Let's get to a three.
Everybody right quick though, but that man, on some real shit, that's how I gotta speak. Cause
When we come to with these white folks, we white folks, and white folks want to hear us with big words. They want to play us with these big words. Can it feel like we don't understand them big words? Not this way. Yeah. They can't never play them silver bats that damn way, because I teach all minds.
You know what I'm saying? Because my biggest market is in, you know what I'm saying, Silicon Valley.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I also think that at where the business at right now in hip-hop, right, and we having the biggest artists at this point coming consistently out, I think the game was meant to come to where we at right now, because I think we the only people that can give the soul back to good music. You know, from everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, everybody dead in the music. You know what I'm saying? I love some of the music, but sometimes I think about, like, damn, nigga, y'all all hate each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas ain't more gangster. We got enough stories to back our shit up too, so ain't nobody scared of nobody, right? But y'all angry. You know what I mean?
Everybody gonna stay angry down, huh? We gotta stay dangerous when you in Scotland County. You hear me? We gotta stay dangerous. We in a wild, wild west. I'm in a wild, wild west right now. And it, and matter of fact, I take that bet. This the wild, wild east. The wild, wild east. You hear me? Damn right. Only thing about it, we ain't talking revolvers. We talking Glocks. With the 30.
Bro, we the only state that got the most brands that people put on their back. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. We can talk about all our colleges. Hell, them game bang colors.
Okay.
In California. We game bang our motherfucking goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Our motherfucking goddamn, I stay today. I'm a UNC friend. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You did.
Right. So,
you know, or, bro, who got Krispy Kreme? Krispy Kreme come from this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bojangles, like, motherfuckers come all over. We got shit that motherfuckers, we ain't got everybody up shit here. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, we got our own shit in this motherfucker that everybody stop on tour buses coming from up north, come to sit down and eat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. They know that good.
But we don't got stories, bro. We don't got no stories where, like, nigga, like, you can't type in the computer and be like, yo, and if we do got stories, this is because we went to somebody else's state and turned their state out, and then they got to tell us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, Chicago and became the biggest state they ever seen.
Okay. Yeah, so, little boy doing that drill music down, man, up there, bro, I swear to God, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, bro, Petey Pablo got nice. Petey Pablo had got nice down in fucking Georgia and was getting hot in New York. That nigga met Black Rob and killed them niggas on their freestyle and went down to London and made Freaky Leak.
All right, man. Okay. Freaky Leak.
I don't know no other Sierra song besides that Petey Pablo didn't do for her that ain't hot. That's the only song I do know of her.
Man, Petey Pablo, he got a lot of hot songs. But his first album, I ain't proof of his first album, because his first album, he got that from the boy in the damn county. In the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But hell, brother, how many stories did I hear that motherfuckers did the same thing? Ain't
no. Nah, that was on the first one. His first little EP. That was on this on the that got him out though. That first EP and that Carolina song, a little bit of that Carolina song, was with that boy that was locked up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Big Facts. That's Big Facts, though. But right now,
how about he spoke to me? How about he spoke to me?
He spoke to you.
That's the song. He spoke to me. You know what I'm talking about?
That's him.
Well, I gotta say thank you.
Okay. And that's pity. Now that's pity. That's pity all the
way. You know what I'm saying?
Like that North Carolina come on and raise up, take a shirt off, twisting around your head, swinging like a helicopter. Now that hook, that's that boy shit. And a little bit of this damn first verse.
But where my man at? Is he still locked up, or you know what I'm saying? he fighting for this or what happened?
Nah, bro, brush up. Being out, Petey should have been got bro right. Yeah. All right. Damn right. He should have been got bro right on that. Damn right. Them years back. That's like in the '90s, bro. You hear me?
Right.
Them boy, they done settle that shit down. You don't hear them getting goddamn sued for that shit.
Right. But shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you learn something new every day. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like I said, you know, he's a Carolina legend, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I speak that damn facts. I'm about to be a Carolina legend. Silver back and T.
Right now.
Congo shit.
Right now, you already that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we already legendary hood stars anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that was going, it ain't gonna do nothing but triple A. I just said, hey, we all went to different markets.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the way we brand Longbird, we taking this, we showing a small town, like this shit even smaller than most places. And we're gonna put that on the map. Especially with Fever being right next door. We can take the ball from Fever. That's easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, disrespect to Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? That's home. You know what I'm saying? As well. You know what I'm saying? But I've been coming to this
for right.
You know what I'm saying? But we're looking at it as a sport more than just, you know, like, you know, this ain't disrespect. It's just, we love, bro, and we coming to get our basketball back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got the ball here. You know what I'm saying? So we finna just, well, fuck it then. We coming on to the meet too.
You already know what I'm saying? You already know, bro. I still can ball too. Yes, no, I still can ball. Damn right.
Man, you ain't really get back out in that court, man.
Boy, I ain't lost no damn shooting, boy. I still shoot your damn eye out.
Man, look, my feet be hurting a little bit, so but I still a shaking back, you know what I'm saying?
Get back.
You know what I'm saying? To my feet start hurting. You know what I'm saying? I shake it back and, you know what I'm saying? Up in that motherfucker.
I'm still teaching my little, you know, I'm still teaching my little cousins how to shoot that basketball, man.
Man, that's real, man. Keep them boys in the
real talk, man. I'm trying to keep all these little niggas out the streets, man. On some real bro.
One of my biggest goals, bro, is to find a way to build a center to put technology in it so they can, you know, get behind actually building apps and shit. Cause motherfuckers, I feel like they'll do that shit. You know what I'm saying? They get on that shit, you know, like in first grade,
mm-hmm.
and then they get in there, learn app building and all that shit, learn how to, you know what I'm saying, get a fan. Because I realize we don't know how to, you know, at the time, know that we can go outside of America.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, and then that's one thing we were going through too with the school systems, bro. Back in the damn days, bro, like certain schools weren't teaching everybody computers. Like, that's a good thing. Right. Because, like, when I left Washington Park Elementary, I went to South Scotland Elementary. Shit, we had computer classes. Computer classes. they already teaching you about PowerPoints, slideshows, and all that damn shit, bro. Like, we young as fuck, bro. That's why I said, bro, it's these school systems too, bro. Real shit, bro. Like, if you went any goddamn well from Washington Park, all the way to North Longbird School, you ain't really getting taught shit. You go to that damn South Scotland School, all the way going towards like damn Hastings. That damn little ass school got a lot of technology in that motherfucker, man. They were teaching goddamn, but they were teaching third graders and fourth graders about computers in that bitch, man. That's how I learned a lot about computers and stuff, bro, and hacking and all that shit. And then like,
see the problem. The problem is, bro, Scotland High School still turn you back into a ghetto goddamn star anyway.
But look, though, ain't that spot, though?
That's supposed to be the
high school. You're going to Gladiator School. But nah, that just let you know, bro. People pocketing money, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because I thought about this, too, bro. I was thinking, I was like, why Longbird Institute ain't, you know, get the same money. Like, we got, you know how many legends came out of Longbird Institute, bro?
Right. That's a couple of them.
None of these got stories, but these real deal stars, bro. These niggas, real deal stars, but
Matter of fact, Joe Budden went to Lauren Institute, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even. He got on a documentary talking about it. I was like, oh, what? Nigga. Bro, it's real plays. They done came out of JC Park.
Yeah. Real shit.
You know what
bro.
I'm saying?
We don't get the respect that we deserve, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, bro. Like, that's why even with our streets, bro, I thought about this. I said, man, we had our own game, bro. We had blood. I mean, don't get wrong, it came after, but you talking about real deal legendary history. You know what I'm saying? Like, between, you know, real, they own shit. Like, we talking about Washington Park or Cross Creek. You know what I'm saying? Carolina Park. That's another fucking love watching the park.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit got, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like blood. And I became Bloods and Crips after that. But for the most part, bro, this shit right here was, you know what I'm saying? This shit was going down way before all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's no stories about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers out here game. You know, I thought about it. I said, we came bang on some black shit. Like, it was our own shit. This wasn't no other nobody, another nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you had to be from this spot to be able to claim this shit. You know what I'm saying? You really didn't go across the motherfucking track.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or right.
You,
right. Track,
you really didn't go.
that Long Bird beef was beef. Hell yeah. That was beef, not steak, beef. Hell right. Hell yeah. Like,
these niggas get caught seeing each other somewhere else. That shit gotta go down for real.
Don't get your ass caught. Cross-caught that damn track, boy. Hell yeah. Big fat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the most part, I think, you know, it was our generation that kind of bridged the gap just because, you know, motherfucking mamas be done, they have to leave the other side of the tracks to move on the other side of the shit. So you got to travel on both sides. You know what I'm saying? But back then, motherfuckers didn't have to move on the other side of town, bitch. It's them other side the whole way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, that's one thing I said about, I think about with Lumber, like, I'm like, it shouldn't, Lumber Institute should be down. Like, why all the shit on our side of town? You know, we might say, you know, I'm from Washington, but I think about Cross Creek having more black shit on that side. Like, it was more black house owners and shit. Like, if you go on the other side, you know, the white people own the McDonald's and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if we went back on Cross Creek, most of that shit was black owned shit. You know what I'm saying? And then how the fuck is all the Arabs always got all the fucking stores and shit? Like, who gave them the blueprint?
All the time. Hey.
You know, I
thought about that shit.
I'm like, who the fuck
got there
and told them that store was open?
I've been
here my whole life and never seen that bitch
safe
for sale. Hey,
bro, can we put the little bitch on pause? Let me take a leak right quick.
Oh, shit. Are you done?
No. Let me take a leak. Let me take a leak. Hell no,
I got any business. Any business. Man, y'all on Cat 229 Radio, man. Y'all getting some of the top exclusive right now, man. And we with the boy Trey 8, you know what I'm saying? Getting to the money, getting to our city, man. But everybody, go ahead and download the podcast app, you know what I'm saying? Anchor.com. Go ahead and download, get to Cat 229 Radio, CAB. 229 Radio, you know what I'm saying? And this right here is one of the dopest interviews I done in a minute. But you already know how we get done, man. It's the Cab Ride. E. Yeah, y'all download Cab 229 Radio. Make sure you get this goddamn content, man. We got a lot of shows that y'all ain't heard yet. We dropping back to back to back. We already know that y'all love it, so we're gonna make sure we do this right.
I'm back, bro.
We just waiting on. All right, back. All right, yo, we got the boy back on. You know what I'm saying? He got to handle his business. So, hell yeah, man. Yo, this shit right here, man. This is special, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's really, I feel a great honor to do this because I was just doing the work. You know what I'm saying? I was doing what I already do anyway. You know what I'm saying? and then to find my brother again, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of like, you know what I'm saying, in the same direction. It's like, I feel like I'm going the right way, you know what I'm saying? And that was the dig from home, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my main thing. It was going to eventually get back to that, but that was just like, I'm going to let that happen first, and whoever wanted to come, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I got Jaleesa, though. She definitely, you know what I'm saying? We did some business together. That's my girl right there. I fuck with her one thigh wide, you know what I'm saying? But that's the queen of the bird right there.
That was fun. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she really did got that. You know, it's probably somebody down there high hitting, but I don't think, you know, because she's coming back and forth to Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She done tapped in with some of the players that, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with up here and shit. And she's merch. She's now letting these niggas up this month. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, it's a sight to see. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So,
shout out to Steve from Trey 8.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm watching him. 843, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I definitely, he's definitely from the block, you know what I'm saying? From my side of town, when it comes to my grandma's side. You know what I'm saying? He from Beta Street. I don't know if exactly he's from Beta Street, but I definitely know he put a lot of work over there. So, you know what I'm saying? I love the way he be spitting, you know what I'm saying? Cause that shit fire, you know what I'm saying? I just think that, I'm like, yo, this, but it's, for me, it's like talent, you know, I'm a radio station. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? It's not like who I know, it's kind of like, you got all this shit coming out this small town, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People like y'all, like, you got a silverback, you got all this coming out of this town, and this shit sound good. This shit sound like real music. Nigga, this shit don't sound like no motherfucker.
And I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, know what I'm saying? Bro. I appreciate you, bro. Real shit, man. Bro. Real talk.
I'm glad y'all doing it the way y'all doing it, bro. I'm glad real that y'all shit, doing bro. It the way y'all doing it.
But you'll be amazed how many music I done got out there, bro. I got like, shout out to CGE. CGE Entertainment, Collard Gang Entertainment, man, you feel me? My brother, goddamn businessman, you feel me? Shout out to Naheem, you hear me? Goddamn gutter boy. Shout out to goddamn Pee Wee Sat Chasing. You already know, bro. What, bro, we eating, man. I swear to God, we eating. And we coming out this motherfucker strong, man. Coming out strong.
See? And my brother gave me the opportunity to sit down with me. Get y'all niggas out here in these streets, all the way from North Carolina, all the way to motherfucking to the Bay Area, all the way back to Africa. Some bow wow wow. You
big fats. I get plays in Africa and Japan.
So now I actually get to sit down and merge the gap. Now I got y'all some music that really? I finally got somebody who's across the seas with me. Why? So the fact that you cross the seas, why? I can see. Look, I spent it for too long right across the motherfucking ocean, nigga.
Yo, Trey 8 in 144 countries. Then I get plays in every single last motherfucking one.
See, look, we all across the world.
I swear, I ain't got that good world for nothing.
You know what I'm saying? That's wild, though. You know what I'm saying? Bro, like I said, man, it's been a great honor to, you know what I'm saying, rock with you on this. So I got a couple questions for you. You give me your best answer, all right?
Gotcha, baby. I'm sorry, bro. I'm smoking that good gas, man.
Okay, we're gonna get to that. What you got to eat?
Huh?
I said, what you like to eat? What's your favorite food?
Oh, fried chicken, collard green, fat back, pinto beans, lima beans, motherfucker, pinto beans out there. I mean, I ain't lying. Cornbread, black eyed peas, motherfucker, pig feet, chicken feet, motherfucker, I'm cunt. Goddamn right,
I can't eat no chicken feet. I still haven't learned how to eat no chicken feet. I'm like, ain't nothing on this motherfucker. I get it. But you gotta suck that bitch like pussy. Damn, you heard it said. That nigga said suck that bit like puss.
Yeah,
all right, tell me that. What's your favorite North Carolina basketball team? College wise.
Tar Heels.
UNC. Alright. What is your favorite North Carolina city? Besides home?
Charlotte.
Okay, okay. Alright. on the weekend, $1 million in the pocket, what you gonna go do?
I'm gonna take all my damn auntie shopping and my mama.
Real nigga shit. Man, you got any question for me? Anything you would like to know about your boy BJ the Best and what we got going on for you?
What you got going on for me and what you like to do?
Man, shit, bro. Hey, we just gonna goddamn keep goddamn taking the talent and putting it out there. I'm not building this radio station. We is. You feel me? Whoever humble enough to gotta do business with me, you know what I'm saying? Cause hey, Fox 99 group somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Little so we doing hill. The same thing, but we gonna do this hill. Shit on the Technot. You know what I'm saying? Like we're gonna do this shit. And I'm gonna drive the Silverback, cause this is a CAD 229. You done hopped in the ride, my boy. Get a hot, and then it's your, we brothers. I'm an automatic Silverback.
Yeah, you feel me? And on Silverbacks with me, you feel me? My gorilla's behind me now.
You got anybody in there that want to get on the mic and talk?
Yeah, man, my goddamn boy Mills right here. My artist right here. Mills right here.
Tell me the fuck, man. Come on out of the mic and say
Silverback. We in my studio. Hey, shout out to Cal 229. You heard me, man? My boy got them BJ the real, man. I'm going to let y'all talk to my motherfucking boy, Rollo Mills, man. You heard me, man?
Let's hear what he got going on.
Tell him what the fuck you got going on, my boy.
Only thing I gotta say is, you say, do you have any questions? Me is always
man, what
questions
you for you.
The question I gotta have for you is you gonna tag team with us and make our home better than what it is when we had to go through?
Man, bro, I think this is what this shit all about, man. So whatever we gotta do, bro, I'm with you, bro, cause that shit, I mean, I did too much work.
So all I gotta say is, just give us an opportunity to do this shit.
Oh, damn shit, bro. You got, hey, y'all got the steering wheel, man. You can drive the car. Hey, I gave you the key.
I want you to drive the car. I didn't want to drive the car. I like sitting in the back.
Oh, hell, man. I'm trying to go chill. You want to drive the car? Hey,
chill, man. I'm trying to lay back like you for a little bit.
Hey, we smoking then. We driving then. Don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? We the car.
I'm blind.
Hey,
I'm blind in the back seat. You heard me?
Hey, you got any project coming out, man? What you got going on, man?
Whatever my brother want me to do, yo. Mills already here. You already know it.
That's a fact, man. With shit, then we gonna goddamn take that.
I got Candy Girl coming out though. You feel me? Shit, Rocky World. You feel me?
She's Candy Girl. That's your album.
Nah, yeah, that's my album. But I got a lot of stuff coming out too, though. But I just don't want to put it out until it's time for it to put it out. If you want me to put it out, we're going to put it out. But I got to put it out with you, though.
All right. So, shit, man, I appreciate you that for sure. Definitely going to let you guys take the steel wheel then on that day.
Hey, yo, but this shit's so crazy, though. Like, Fox 99 used to be the good shit, though. It's other record labels and studios out here and places that can, just like Fox 99, give you the good quality, too.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, I appreciate you, because that's what we doing here. Like, I feel like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be that niche for us, because I was like, man, you need, because they don't know but no better. You know what I'm saying? They did, then we'd have been up by now. Man, you know what I'm saying? We'd have been up.
We really come from nothing, though. You feel me? Like, we really
right.
From the gutter, like, word up. Like, we cook food with fucking wood and shit, bro. Oak wood, shit like man. That. You feel me? We do country bro, shit, yo. We don't even do no other shit.
I feel I'm coming up cooking my pancake with a damn knife. When again, no damn spatula.
Hey, you had a knife. Hey, look, you had a knife. I had a fork. You heard me? I was digging into that bitch, trying to get that bitch flipped. You heard me? Got to make sure it's on the right propaganda and everything.
Right, we gotta make sure that shit flip right, or that shit gonna get mushy. It's gonna be pieces.
Yeah, no, you can't let it get mushy. You like, gotta let it get hard at the bottom of that motherfucker, like we used to do. You heard me? That's how we run up on them Pond and Ripper girls. You heard?
What?
Nah, flip that.
Hey,
y'all
heard it here first, nigga.
Yeah, it's got to be scrambled right in there, thing. You hear me?
We ain't look, hey nigga, we gonna sit right here and drink milk because I don't wanna got, we ain't got nothing to drink. We drink this milk in this bitch running down the street. We got locked in.
You talking about milk? Shit, we had water and cornflakes. You better hope the cornflake was sugar.
Now my mom a little bougie, so we got the sometimes, hey, the food stack came right in handy, but hey, she lied to them folk, told them to get hers out 600.
I ain't had no food stamp. I had a food stamp book.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, yeah. You got me beat, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what. By the time that shit came out, I could have got it out of the museum. That's how. I'm like, God damn. We had, damn. But nigga, hey, God damn it.
Hey, you remember when they ain't even had no school buses? Nigga had to walk to school.
Man, hell, shit, bro. I ain't ride a bus until I went to Sycamore Line. I had to walk.
You stayed in Washington Park?
Yeah, I was on Pitt Street.
My damn uncle named Marion Williams used to run a veterans barbershop.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I ain't never go to the barbershop, but yeah, I remember because I went over there with my uncle.
Yeah.
Damn. Man, hey, like I said, bro, this is
small. I'm Viola Williams' grandson.
And when you stay at, where Miss Viola stay at, so I can remember, because
she stay on 415 Madeira Avenue. You talk about Betty Creek, I stay behind Madeira Avenue. 415 Madeira Avenue.
Give me right. And which house was it? 450, because I'm 420.
Right beside Miss Punkin and Miss Pauline.
Hey, stop playing. Oh, we way there, because I'm Miss Punkin, grandson.
I already know you. You might don't notice me because I got these spots on my face, but I was a different boy at one time.
Man,
crazy shit out, you know what I mean? Had to do some African shit. We losing a lot of our people down here though, bro. Like, word up, man. I just went to my uncle funeral the other day, bro. Like, we losing a lot of our people, yo. For real.
Yo,
we really need to link up down here, man.
Hey, bro, the community is not sacred. When I'm home, bro, I come to certain people just because everybody's just staying in the same spot. They have, like, 12 minutes. But as in, like, me just going, like, okay, like, even watch the park, I don't know nobody done that. Like, I don't know who the fuck stayed over there. Who in them?
But, bro, but see, the only thing that my mentality and my mind thinking of now is, boom, like this. No matter if what they did to you or what may go on in life, you feel me? You should always recognize your family. Even though they did some fuck shit to you, fuck them, you feel me? You know, don't trust them no more. So look, hey, I love you, but it's a certain distance that you got to stay, you feel me? It's like, right. That's how the shit go. Like, other than that, like, people pass. If that's my family, I'm still going to go. I'm going to try to make it. If I can't make it, you know what I mean? I'm going to send my condolence. But other than that, I'm
like my aunt plumber just passed away too. You know what I'm saying? This right here is the RIP to my aunt plumber. I ain't get a chance to go. You know, I love you.
Sorry to hurt for your loss, man.
And I understand that shit about, because it's like, it's so back to back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stay in fair, bro. I be, you know what I'm saying, working though.
You ain't nothing but an hour away, brother.
That's a definite fact.
38, just lost his grandma. Troy A.
Yeah.
He just lost his grandma. I lost my mama too. I lost a lot of people. Look, we need to really join together. That's why I said, you say, do we have a question to ask? That is a question that I got to ask. If everything works out and we become more than a billionaire, millionaire, trillionaire, gazillionaire, you feel me? If you have money out of this world, where our family won't even, you know what I mean? If I have kids, my kids have kids, and my grandkids have kids, and my great-great-grandkids have kids, they'll still have enough money to survive out this bitch. We done left them everything, you feel me? Like, but we can't do that if we don't reconnect with our family and come to see what the fuck going on with our family. Like, we losing too many motherfuckers out here in the streets on some bullshit, or somebody else trying to intervene and tell them other shit in their head. It's a lot of shit that's going on out here in this culture that people don't really actually see and tune into. Which they got the funds, money, you know what I mean? Big people, all these rich people, rappers, all that shit. It's like, I want to be a rapper, you feel me? I make songs, my name Rollo Mills, you feel me? Stat Million, fuck bitches from Brazilian, you heard me? Anyway, it's not about no little bullshit around here, man. Everybody get this money, get all this money. That's why niggas is robbing niggas now. Because niggas got money and niggas don't want to do for the community. Niggas rapping.
You know what I'm talking about?
Motherfuckers making them famous. Motherfuckers making them famous. And these niggas still don't want a motherfucker put back to the community. If they do put back to the community, okay, safe answer. We got other cousins in other countries. You heard me?
Right.
And we could goddamn help them. You feel me? Same business that you were talking about. You feel me? It could be a whole lot of other shit, but we could do it in a better way and gain better than what we the fuck we doing. Like, we just don't got to help our country, our state, our family. We can do other shit that's beyond this fucking world. Like, for real, bro. Like, worldwide, nationwide, you can take it the fuck how far you want to fucking take it.
But you just got to... You know, to add to what you're saying, bro, I think about that every day because, bro, like, the only reason why, like, I'm even in my position is because I had to take a chance on myself and invest in myself in order for me. But the only reason with Switch shit is because of how I want to do it. But I was like, yo, that's a lot of work coming from, you know what I'm saying? Thank God that my mama made a baby by a nigga that stayed in New York, you know what I'm saying? If I would have stayed straight in line, bro, I don't know if I would have been able to give what I'm giving now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the gift for what I know that we don't have from my side of it. Like, okay, we used to have a center. Why the fuck we don't have a center no more? That shit is real estate.
Can I ask you this question, though? Can I ask you this question, though?
Yes, sir.
This is a serious-ass question right here now. I need an answer to this question. Okay. If we were born, right? The doctor smack you on your ass, make you cry if you didn't cry when you already come out, right? Okay. Now, boom. From that time that he smack you on your ass, when you start growing up, who the fuck you had to listen to? Your daddy, your mama, your adult, right?
Right.
Okay. So, whatever they taught you, teach you, learn you, make you be or whatever the fuck they put in your head that you want to be, like a superstar, you want to be a shooting star, you can be any fucking thing, you feel me, that you want to be. But how would you go by doing it? You see what I'm saying? That's what my daddy and mama used to tell me, say, like, son, like, how in the fuck, and I'm putting all this shit in your head. If you would think everything that they told you was right, right? I said 1 million out of 99.9, goddamn it, they were right. Because they'll tell you so you wouldn't go and get your goddamn stupid ass stuck in that damn situation. But you would still be a dumb ass and go and get your ass stuck in that stupid situation. Now when you come back, you think they don't probably whoop your ass because they already know fucking told you what the fuck was going on before you got to that motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you mad. Right. How you mad at them for whooping your ass when you need to get your ass whooped?
Right. But, you know, it is some bullshit, though. Like,
yeah, but listen to this now. Listen to this. If your mind told you to listen what the fuck they told you to do, why in the fuck would you go do the wrong shit? After they just told you you were going to get fucked up, and it happened the same motherfucking way they told you.
Yeah, I still deal with that right now. I deal with that right now with my grandma.
But you can still hear it though, can't you?
I still hear her ass saying it right.
That's what I'm telling you. She telling you.
Nigga, right. And I tell you don't fuck
that's
that
nigga. Right.
Like, well, shit, grandma, I ain't know.
And tear your ass up. So you jump that damn ditch, you get fucked up, splinter in you. You get cut, something happen to you, she gonna whoop your ass. I got ass whooping all the way down the damn thing. But I ain't gonna talk to you that long. I'm Rollo Mills. I'm signing out. I'm about to let Trey Ed on the track get on.
Man, hey, man. It's good to hear from you, bro. Hey, like I said, bro, we're gonna do that. We definitely gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, we're out in this bitch. We're out in this bitch. Hey, what? Hey, I told you. Man, this little bat shit, man. I swear to God, we're turning up, man.
Hey man, look, we can't about the party because it's gonna be a 2-part session anyway. So I plan for it to be this. I ain't want to be short. You know what I'm saying? I'm really down to get this thing from Silver back. You know what I mean?
Hey, we
do it. You know what I'm saying?
We really do it like this, bro. On some real shit, man. on some real shit, man.
Hey, man, tell people what you want to know. And, bro, we finna go ahead and log out. I'm gonna go ahead and get everything together. Man, you know how this shit rocking, bro.
All right, bit fat, straight like that, man. I'm Trey, ain't on the motherfucking track. Y'all can Google me. I'm on every motherfucking store. I'm on my platform. Y'all can check my website out. Little Harvey Jr. 38@gmail.com. That's my website. You can goddamn, hey, you can go to my beat store, Trey 8, on the motherfucking track. You can go to my Facebook page and hit the damn link. It's my beat store. You hear me? I'm a motherfucking number one producer in Scotland County. I'm coming out this motherfucker straight fast. I'm putting the motherfucking weight on my back. I'm carrying my motherfucking family through the motherfucking jungle like a silverback do. That's who the fuck I am.
Mr. 910 King out of this motherfucking man.
910, bitch. That's 1,000 with my motherfucking shit. And I got my little brothers behind my back.
Man, we in the car. We in the cab. 229. Holla at you, boy. We out of here, man. Love you, bro.
Love you too, my nigga. Fuck! Hey Trey, hey bro, turn up like every day though, man. Like, boom,
ain't no motto, man.
Silver bat shit, nips. Silver bat ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out like we Ali. Coming in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Niggas talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with me, nah, they can't fuck with us. Nigga wanna talk shit, put them in the truck. I don't give a fuck, bitch, you know I'm going, bitch. And every day, bitch, I'm living rich, I'm in this shit. Be my damn mama, I don't give a fuck. Take care of shit just like a folks too. Nigga talk shit, I got a lot of attitude. Motherfucker, put your ass in the zoo. Bounce back, and I bounce back, bitch. And I'm going all day with my fucking kin. Fuck with him, we can get the drama. I ain't playing, motherfucker, bitch, I show you drama. Better ask your mama. Going in up in the bitch, and I don't give a fuck. Top shit, bitch, I'ma hit you up. Real shit, I don't give a fuck. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Nigga talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. And I do this shit about every night. Tryna do this shit and live right. Got drama coming in my back to back. Don't give a fuck together yet. Pull it back. Up in the car when I hit the right. See a nigga 130 when we do the night. You already know how it fucking go. Pop a bottle, fuck a goddamn hoe and kick her in a rope. Going in about every day and every fucking night. Nigga talk shit, I pop a shit just like a Sprite. In the fucking hood, going in about every day. Nigga talk shit, slap that bitch up in the face. AK-47 with the clip, dirty mag. Hit that nigga in the face, try to play me like a bag. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I'm going thin, spending like a Taz. I don't give a fuck, little nigga. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest.
haters. Niggas talk shit, bitch. They can fuck with us.